Big Sports Breakfast. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
G'day, Andy. Not so good for Sydney FC, mate.
No, not at all. And the way that it happened with 10 men, and look, at the end of the day, Anderson shouldn't have been sent off. There was an offside before the infringement in the box, but it was well saved, the penalty by Janjetovic. And then at the death, Yunnan scores the equaliser, and they go through on the away goals rule, and that's the sad reality.
So it ended up being 3-3, the goals, but it was the two goals here.
Yeah. And we only got one away.
Yeah.
Mate, what a goal.
An absolute bomb. He won't do that again, I reckon, if he tried another 15 or 20 times. It was just a shame. Janjetovic had really played well. There was just under 10,000 fans there hoping that the Sky Blues could get into the quarterfinal. So, sadly, this week, both Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC now bow out at the round of 16 stage.
Andy, Graham Arnold saying, look, it pains him, but he's going to be moving on at least half a dozen players.
Yeah, there'll be some big changes there. There'll be quite a few of those players missing. Obviously, he's already started the recruitment with Alex Wilkinson, who's with the Socceroos, and Michael Zulo, a former Socceroos, so he's already recruited well. It's just the way it all pans out. You look at even the Wanderers already, the changes being made out there. I read with interest as well, too, this week. It was a good get for them. Stephen Lustiger from Brisbane Roar has come into the Wanderers squad for next season as well.
All right. We've been talking Socceroos this morning, mate, but Tim Cahill, he's in doubt for a couple of the matches.
Yeah, this is a sad thing. He copped a bit of a hamstring tweak on the weekend in China. Mm. He'll undergo a fitness test this week to ensure that he can continue on in the Chinese Super League, but if he fails before the weekend, I don't think he'll travel to Sydney on Monday, which would rule him out of those two games against Greece in Sydney and Melbourne, which is a real shame because obviously we all love to see Tim in the flesh, and all of us are praying and hoping that he will pass that fitness test.
It was funny, I put that on Mark Milligan earlier on, Andy, about with Timmy not there, who's going to be scoring the goals, and he sort of pointed a little bit to Tommy Urich.
Yeah, Tommy Urich or Jamie McLaren, but Tommy Urich might just get the nod, that European experience. Look, either way, I think it would be a good selection. I think McLaren has really done exceptionally well in the A-League. 20 goals this season for the Brisbane Roar, and he gets his chance at some stage in this game. And there's talk this morning out of the UK that Harry Kane might be rested. Mm. It's the penultimate friendly game for the English before they start their Euro 2016 campaign. And as the market shows this morning, they're hot favourites. We've come into $12 a draw at $5.50, and England at $1.25.
Okay.
Talking of England, Slats.
Yes.
You'll be surprised to know that Arsenal made $204 million, Leicester $188 million this season. And the reason behind that, Arsenal appeared live games 27 times to Leicester's 15. Yeah. Now, to give you clarity as to why we're going to watch English Premier League on Optus and who knows what the scenario is elsewhere outside of Australia, but the new TV deal that kicks in next year is worth $17
billion. Wow.
But they don't show EPL on free-to-air over there.
And that's gone to BT, hasn't it? Or has Sky still got that? Sky have got it.
I think Sky have got a certain amount of games. I think it's spread over two or three providers in the UK.
Yeah, it might have just been bought by BT, I think. Yeah, and mate, Jose Mourinho, I mean, we talk about money going to players all the time, but $21 million a season over 3 years.
He wanted 22.
He wanted 22? Nearly deal off.
Deal breaker.
Jose Mourinho, I mean, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's crazy, and he'll probably get $300 or $400 million to revive the club. And you know what the sticking point they're saying this morning in the UK? It's all about his image rights, who his personal sponsors are.
Yeah,
it's just insane.
Yeah,
even the talk of trying to get Ibrahimovic there on £250,000 a week, $500,000 a week.
Yeah,
it's just crazy money. But
yeah,
money rules.
Yeah,
money
it does. It has done for some time. Does in here as well. But, $100,000 a week for TK. He's pretty happy, cheap. I'd say. Cheap, you reckon? Thank you, Andy. Have a good day, mate. We'll talk tomorrow.
I will.
Cheap.
Cheap as chips. TK.